What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I get asked all the time about safety in Minneapolis and what it's like to work down here and to cover the riots and all those things. I get asked about all the time, almost on a daily basis from people. And it's hard to put it in perspective if you haven't come down here, if you haven't done it. But there is so much that is going on that is, they're trying to progress in the right direction. They're also hindered by a lot of different incidents and problems. And there's a guy that I met a couple years ago by the name of Dixie. And Dixie's in the middle of it all. He's a volunteer. He's a guy that makes sure, tries to keep things safe. And so he's on the front lines every day. And because of that, he understands the vibe and what it feels like out there. And he joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Just one name, Dixie. Dixie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. Let's converse about some things that you and I have conversed about over the years, like the weather temperature and how it affects it. This is a pleasant night tonight, really nice. What happens when it gets hot in the city?
Well, when it gets hot in the city, the kids come out, teenagers come out, and, people that want to have a good time come out, and they wind up going downtown, Nicollet Mall, First Ave, areas like that. And they want to have a good time, so they're going to the little clubs. They got a new place over there called Ties that they're going to, and they hang out, and it's right by an alley. And that alley can lead from Nicollet all the way up to Second or to Marquette. And, when it gets hot, people start to drink and get a little wild, and next thing you know, there's a bottle thrown or there's a noise, a pop, and that's all it takes to start some stuff going off down there.
And once that happens, that's what concerns you, isn't it? Once it happens, it can happen so quickly, and it can be out of hand so quickly.
Yeah, it does. A couple weeks ago, there was a shooting over by DeLuno's, and somebody got hit and killed, and the people came the next day to do a memorial, and some more people came and shot the memorial up, and they're, like, chasing each other with guns, like they're playing tag. When we were little kids, we used to play tag.
Yeah.
But these guys are chasing each other with guns. One of the police got assaulted. He got hit, and they winded up chasing this guy down. They caught him. But, there's no care for safety down there. They don't care who they're after as long as they try to get their person, and they'll hurt somebody else in the process of doing that.
We had that situation two nights ago here at WCCO-TV where they've got these new apartment condos right next to us, and a man allegedly shot and killed someone and then threw the gun from the balcony and ended up on the roof of WCCO. He was that close because they're about, theirs goes about 20 stories and ours is about 2 stories, so he literally threw it down, and they found the gun with blood on it on the rooftop at WCCO, and a man is dead. And right across the street from Amir Locke, where that happened. I see that some of those are isolated because there's a reason. It's revenge. It's this. It's that. But what do you look for in a given night when you go, okay, this could escalate? What are you paying attention to so that it doesn't get to that point?
We're paying attention to the crowds. The people who's got masks on when it's 90 degrees out. There's no need to
wear a mask. I've seen that recently too. People that are wearing a full mask when it's 90 degrees, not a COVID mask, but a mask.
Yeah, like a ski mask, like a bank robbing mask. So when you see that and you see people marching up Nicollet, you're like, what's going on? So that makes me get my antennas up to make sure I watch that area because I know something's about to happen. And it only takes a second. A couple weeks ago, some kids ran up on a bus on Nicollet and attacked a guy. Then they ran off the bus and were running each way, and the police were trying to intervene and, see what happened. But, the kids down there, they know that the police aren't going to do anything to them. They're not going to touch them. you know, you got MTC police that are standing right there across the street, and they'll sell whatever they want to sell right in front of them, like they're not even there.
Yeah, it's hard to explain this to people, but I get it. After spending time with the police officers, you say, if you're standing, you know, within 20 yards of what you think could be a drug deal going down, you go, well, why don't the police intervene? I can tell you why they don't intervene. It's not worth it. If you step into that situation and they revolt at all against you, you, the police officer, can become the bad guy in about 2 seconds. Yep. And that's why they don't intervene all the time, because they pick the lesser of two evils. They look for guns. They look for things that are life-threatening, yep, because they don't have time and they can't afford to step in and intervene and end up being on the wrong side of it.
Right, because they don't want that same thing to happen, to escalate like it did on 138th in Chicago with George Floyd. And the thing of it is, that's why we're out there, because we're trying to be the voice of reason, you know what I'm saying, to try to de-escalate the issue, because I know a lot of them out there, and, you know, they know me from when I used to be in the streets. So, you know, they respect me, and I respect them. And usually when I come around and I see them doing it, I tell them to, you know, stop, man, because, you know, today is Friday. And if you go to the jail, you're going to be in there Saturday, Sunday. You won't see the judge till Monday, and they start thinking. They're like, you know what? He's right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to spend the weekend in jail. And then they do go their separate ways sometimes, but then sometimes you got people that are just coming down there for the wrong reasons. You know what I'm saying? They're waiting for it to get dark. You got teenage moms in the bus stops with their kids inside of the little strollers. And here it's 11:30, time to leave, and they're still in the bus stop playing music, yep, you know, getting high, drinking. And the little kids are there, and they're,
yep,
I'm winding up playing with them, letting them use the broom and dustpan that I'm using to clean up, because they have nothing else to do or no one else to play with. And you don't want them picking up paraphernalia, because that's all that's in the bus stop.
And you know, you're exactly right. And for people who don't believe, that is exactly what happens.
Yep, and they're taking over 8th and Nicollet, 8th and Hennepin. You know what I'm saying? You can't even get off the bus. If a senior citizen wants to get off the bus and sit down, they can't, because the bus stop is just full of people who are doing wrong stuff. And they see me, and they ask, can you take me over here? And, yeah, I could take you over there. I'll escort them to Target. It's been so bad to where they're in front of Target where the senior citizens can't even walk into the store, because they're in front of the doors asking for a dollar. Let me get $2 or you know, trying to strong arm the seniors. And that's not a good thing, man. When I was growing up, we respected the seniors and we looked out for the seniors. And now it's to the point to where when you try to help the seniors, they're looking at you like, why are you doing that, man? You're stopping me from getting money, man. That's not good, you know? So,
Dixie, what do you do when you see this? Do you have a direct line to the police officers if you see something escalating or getting out of hand? Or how does it work with your group?
Yeah, we can call dispatch and tell them to, you know, watch out for this area right here, or somebody's getting assaulted. They can be called, and then they can call somebody over there to help make sure that it doesn't escalate into some violence or somebody getting hurt. And usually when they see that, you know, they'll slow down and they'll stop, because Nicollet Mall isn't like it used to be. I remember you used to come down to the Nicollet Mall and look in the Dayton's window and see the little toys and see all the emblems and stuff. And now you can't even see that. You'll see 2-3 people sitting in the window ledge, and instead of them looking at the emblems, they're looking at people sitting there nodding off or drunk or use the bathroom on themselves. And, you know, it's just time to try to get downtown back to like it used to be, to where people can come down and have a good time instead of having to worry about if they're going to get mugged walking to the store or to their car when they come out of the club or out of the diner or something.
You bet. Well, Dixie, we appreciate what you do, because you're trying to keep it clean and clean it up. And so thank you for giving us some time on the update, because I think people need to hear what it's really like. And we don't need to sugarcoat this thing. It is what it is, right?
Yeah. Yep. I don't take you around the barn. I'm going to take you through the barn. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm not going to tell you what
you
want.
If you don't like
hear,
the way it tastes, that's too bad, but you can't change the facts.
That's right.
All right, Dixie, I'll talk to you soon, but thank you.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.